Back now with Day to Day. The U.S. government has filed a lawsuit against British oil giant BP for alleged price fixing in the propane industry. This suit says that BP traders artificially drove up the cost of propane. The company denies the allegation. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, it sounds like a Enron all over, maybe a mini version of it. So what is the government saying these traders did, and how did they do it?
Well, Alex, the traders are accused of cornering a section of the market in February 2004. They set the price high and they withheld a certain amount of propane from the market, allegedly. Regulators say the BP traders did this with the knowledge, advice, and consent of senior BP management. And like Enron, a lot of the evidence in the case appears right now to be based on wiretaps of BP staff, like this one of former BP staffer Mark Radley.
What we stand to gain is not just if we'd make money out of it, but we would know from thereafter that we could control the market at will. If we never break the threshold, we'll never know what the answer is. Do you know what I mean?
And so even though these traders right there are talking about propane, many people might wonder, you know, whether companies are manipulating the oil and gas markets too.
You know, Janet, oil companies aren't so popular these days. I don't know that they ever are, but right now all the profits they're making, the high price of gas, plus Congress has, you know, launched an investigation of their profits. So it's not really a good time for BP to face this scandal.
That's right. And this is especially tough on BP because of some recent negative incidents. In March, BP had a crude oil spill at one of its Alaskan facilities. And then last year, the government fined BP $21 million for a refinery explosion that killed 15 people. I spoke to Tom Wallen about this. He's with Publishers Energy Intelligence.
It is ironic in that BP has been quite successful at portraying itself as a company that's very forward-looking, that's embracing new technologies. And so having these kind of events, I think, are something that is obviously a setback in trying to portray that positive image. And this isn't something that just BP is doing. All the major oil companies have been working hard at trying to explain to the public, the complexities of this business.
And in fact, yesterday, Shell Oil announced that it's sending some of its top executives on a 50-city tour this summer to talk to customers.
Janet, how many people use propane now, and what do they use it for?
Well, propane has a lot of uses, Alex, but mainly it's used for heating. It's often the fuel of choice for people in poorer communities in rural parts of the country that aren't served by natural gas pipelines. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll take you to the streets of Mexico City just ahead of Sunday's presidential election.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.